Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The red carpet was literally rolled out for President Trump in Israel this morning for his arrival and earlier in Saudi Arabia as well in his overseas trip. Back at home, though, polls show his approval rating is at its lowest point of his still young presidency. WBUR political analyst and pollster Steve Cazella says it's too early to determine the impact of the flood of negative headlines of the past weeks and whether his core supporters, still behind President Trump, will stay with him.
Giving voters time to process these stories, time to understand what the various complexities of the news stories mean, would give us a better view of where they're likely to end up.
Let me ask you this. Three polls late last week on Thursday and Friday continue to show a wide division in President Trump's job approval versus disapproval rating. Gallup showed the biggest division, 56% disapproving, 38% approving, an 18-point difference. The Rasmussen poll was closest, but it still showed a 12-point difference with just 44% approving of the job that the president is doing. Is that the Donald Trump base?
It's hard to say whether or not there's a floor in his polling. You know, it has appeared that way in recent polls, but you never know what could happen. It certainly is a group of people who is reluctant to abandon Donald Trump, but whether or not there's anything that could push them over the line, I think we can't really say that without, you know, getting some more time.
You know, you sampled a lot of Trump voters during the campaign last fall. Why do you think his support has been fairly steady within the base?
Well, that is one of the interesting things about the polling on Trump and pretty much anything these days is just how hard the polarization is between Democrats and Republicans. You know, Democrats are going to stick with the Democrat and vice versa for Republicans. Where the sort of migration away from Trump has happened is among independents. If he does start to lose Republicans, that's when I think you could see the floor really fall out.
Have you sensed or seen any erosion yet among the key Trump supporters? Are there any clues that's actually happening or not?
One of the things we have seen is that people have migrated from the strongly support or strongly approved position to the somewhat approved or somewhat favorable position. So people are a little bit less positive towards him. But for the most part, Republicans who were positive towards him still are. But when they actually jump over to disapproving of his job performance or holding an unfavorable view of him, that's when I think you'd really start to see the numbers drop significantly below where they have been.
So what might that trigger point be where his voters might grow skeptical and begin to turn on him?
It's hard to say. Historically, you can see that it takes a long time. Even looking back in the 1970s, it took a long time for Richard Nixon's support to really drop. He was still at almost 50% approval, even when the Watergate hearings began.
President Trump has been able to do little to advance key points in his agenda, especially tax reform and his economic stimulus plan to massively spend on infrastructure to stimulate the economy and create jobs. Practically speaking, in terms of getting congressional support behind him, what do these numbers tell you? You think he'll be able to get Congress to go along?
Well, his members are in sort of an interesting spot because most of them, the thing that they really need to worry about is a primary challenge, not actually losing to a Democrat. The number of GOP congressmen for whom that's a concern is relatively small. So as long as Donald Trump is still getting 80% of Republicans behind him, that group is likely to at least hear him out on his policy proposals. Then the relatively smaller group, you know, the group that could potentially be in danger in a general election, that group will kind of be looking at other numbers, looking at the bleeding of independent voters away from Donald Trump. And then Democrats, I think, feel no pressure because they look at their own voters and independent voters, and their voters disapprove very strongly of what Donald Trump is doing. So he doesn't really have much of a bully pulpit to sort of influence what Democrats do or try to pull Democrats along with him. And his pull among Republicans, I think, very much depends on what kind of seat that Republican is sitting in.
Steve Cazella, thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
My pleasure.
WBUR political analyst Steve Cazella is president of the Mass Inc. Polling Group, which conducts public opinion surveys for WBUR.